The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and crullers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
Yeah, I mean, you play quarterback, you're gonna get criticized regardless. I've been criticized plenty of times at Goodall University of Missouri. It just is what it is. It's what we signed up to do, but this is also what we love to do. Part of the time is people that criticize can be out here doing what we do anyways. So it's a funny thing, but you know, they're analytics people, they'll look at it. And sometimes the analytics are true. Can't deny that, but most of the time the people that can't be out here doing it.
All right. So Drew's playing the, hey, if it was so easy, why don't you come out here and do it?
Right.
Card, which I wish he wouldn't do. You're an NFL quarterback. This is your job. Now, he has admitted, he did admit also yesterday that, look, this is on me. I'm not playing well, but seems to have a little bit of an edge this week. Is that a good thing?
It's always a good thing, I think, when a guy has an edge, and obviously he didn't play well last week. I'm just not, like, it's so funny. Perception becomes reality, right? When you're dancing around and you're having fun, look how loose he is, how much swag he has. You know,
Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, during a victory. And then when you're dancing around and you're down to Kansas City and you score a touchdown, then you just look like an idiot. You know what I mean? I mean, I understand he's a kid. I'm an old man, so get off my lawn. But the bottom line is have some awareness of the situation in the game and ultimately go out and play well. And I hope, and this is my hope for everybody who plays, I hope you're 10 times more critical of your own performance than the people who are criticizing you that do it for a living. The analysts and the radio hosts and the bloggers and the writers and the everything else. I hope that you are 10 times more critical. It's good to have a chip on your shoulder. It's good to play that way. But I hope you are truly evaluating your game, really looking at yourself critically and saying, how am I going to be better? Because the truth of the matter is, like he admitted, you're not good enough right now. Next on the Morning Brew.
As far as the flea flicker, I mean, how many times in a year you run that play? It was just kind of unfortunate, just put too much on it. And obviously, with the fumble, you don't go out there and try to fumble. The guy who fumbles feel the worst in the whole state and the whole world at that point in time. But that's what happens when you try to go out there and make a play. I'm dying to make a play. In a sense, I'm trying to help this team win.
Can Melvin Gordon ever win over Broncos country?
Sure, if he plays really well and is 150 yards rushing and runs people over and scores a couple of touchdowns, doesn't make any mistakes. Yeah, he can. Well, wait a minute. He had a
game like that against the Jets, and people were more excited about Lindsey coming back.
Did he have a game like that against the Jets?
He had a good game. He was the Broncos' best player in the game against the Jets.
He averaged about 2 yards a carry until he broke one for 40,
well,
whatever.
Well, you're the one that's always like, stay with it, chip away, and it'll eventually pay off.
I'm 100% on that bandwagon, but it was at the very end of the game. It was the Jets on a Thursday night. Half the people didn't even see it. Maybe even more than half the people. Most of the country did not tune into that particular game, by the way, but I get it. He'll never be as popular as Philip Lindsay. He's the local kid done good. He runs with great passion and great effort and this, that, and the other, and people love him, and he's the ultimate underdog, and I get it. I understand why you'll never usurp that. But, you know, when you put the ball on the ground multiple times as he has this season, when you throw a flea flicker 8 yards over your quarterback's head, I mean.
Yeah, that's going to sour the fan base.
Right. Well, and by the way, and you're paying him $9 million, and he's the eyeball test tells the fan that he's not even close to Philip Lindsay from an explosive standpoint. Yeah, you put yourself squarely behind the eight ball, so to speak.
Next on the Morning Brew. Wow. How about these Rockies? coming out swinging in the offseason. No hold, hold, hold. Although their first move was to admit a colossal mistake, as they will not pick up the option on Daniel Murphy. They'll buy him out. So instead of paying him $12 million next year, they'll cut him a check for $6 million. So they save $6
million. And just say, see you around sometime?
See you around. Remember, it was Daniel Murphy.
See you later.
It was Daniel Murphy they chose to pay instead of DJ LeMahieu. Meanwhile, DJ LeMahieu has become like one of the favorite Yankees right now.
Oh, he's
fans love him.
Did he?
Aaron Boone.
Did he lead the American League in hitting?
Yeah. Aaron Boone's like, this guy stands for everything a Yankee should stand for.
Yeah, I wish we could get players like that.
You believe that?
Yes, I do. Because
using the whole fist dog?
I told you a long time ago that LeMahieu isn't one of those guys that speaks out loud to the media or anything. He's just one of those guys that goes to work and holds people accountable inside the locker room. He's not out in the forefront, you know, letting everybody know, look at what a leader I am. He does it behind closed doors. You've got to do a better job. See, this is the relational part of baseball that I think that the Rockies miss with the guys who are running the show over there. You have to have your finger on the pulse of what your guys are, who they are, what they mean to other guys. Not, hey, we got Brendan Rodgers and he's going to be great. We'll let this guy leave. And by the way, you let him leave for nothing. No. He ended up signing like a $12 million a year deal
for 2 years.
Which is in today's baseball world for a guy that's productive, you know, as a gold glove second baseman who rakes, it's nothing.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Belt high snap, drops back three. Pressure there, he'll be set. The ball ripped away, it rolls into the end zone. It's recovered by Denver, touchdown! Broncos get it, Malik Jackson tumbling after the bouncing ball. Miller knocks it away, Denver has scored, and they've gone up 9-0 midway through the first.
Ah, memories of a better time. That was Super Bowl 50. This year's Super Bowl, the NFL announcing, scheduled to go on in Tampa, will be played at 20% fan capacity.
That's it.
20%. What do you think of that?
Well, I think it's a nice starting point.
Subject to change?
Subject, like everything else.
Subject to change either way.
Yeah. Could be less, could be more. I mean, what happens if we've got a vaccine?
Right. You know, right.
I mean, that could start rolling out.
Could. What happens could if it's rolling out? What happens November. If it's running rampant? They may just decide, hey, we're gonna
shut her on down.
I like the idea that, and keep this in mind, by the way, the Super Bowl, they can push it back. There's nothing scheduled to go on at Raymond James Stadium until May.
Yeah, they can push it.
So they can push it back.
They can do whatever they want. Like, they can put, I mean, NASCAR's already showing you their Super Bowl, which is the Daytona 500. If the NFL says, hey, we're going to go back to this weekend, they go, okay, what do we do? When do we change it? When do we change our race? When does our race change? Like, it's not like anybody's going to put their foot down and say, no, we're going head to head with the Super Bowl. I mean, come on.
That's good news. Opens up the possibility of us making more beach videos.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hi, is that your daughter?
Yeah. We're gonna have to have have constant security. Yeah. You'll need to have
a little talk with me before we go down
there. If they send us there again, we should get an off-duty police officer to follow you around for the whole weekend.
That might not be a bad idea.
Yeah. We just freaking did that!
We do another bathtub scene?
Very, very sexy.
How about new?
What's funny about that bathtub scene is Kendall was shooting it the whole time.
Yeah.
That was her first experience with us.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, you guys are...
She's like, this is what you guys...
She was saying worse stuff.
This is what you do, huh? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, this is what we do.
She's like, what if...
Sorry.
Yeah.
Kendall, you're crossing lines.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
That's right. Try to do We try to keep our videos tasteful.
Right, we're classy right. broads.
Right. Now, though, for the Morning Brew, bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.